Viter in Shas. We are in Zvachan Daf Chav. Hey, picking up on Chav Dalam Beis Bada Bama the page. Four lines up from the bottom at the end of the line. Ella. Now, we left off a bunch of kashas, right, to those of Rabba Bar Rechana, who said that Etzba or Kahuna implies that a type of avod has to be done with the right hand. Now, we see somebody kind of goes against it. El Hadam Rabba. Yad, yad, le kamitza, of exer shav, yad, yad, of hand, hand, was telling us they've used the right hand for kamitza. Regal, regal, le chalitza, and it says regal, regal for chalitza. Ozen, ozen, the ritzia, that has to be done for the right ear of doing a, when, if after 6 years, you want to leave, so you have to do the all into his ear. Lamali, why do I need the exer shav of yad, yad by kamitza? Midurabba barbachana nafka. We could have learned that from Rabba Barbachana. Right, that the idea of kahuna is said in reference to kamitza, and that's enough to tell my right hand. And for the Gemara, chad lekometz, one's needed to teach you taking of the kometz, right? Kamitza has to be done with the right hand. Vachad lekiddush kometz, the other one is going to teach you the mekadesh, the sanctification of the kometz, also has to be done with the right hand. Peep, turn the page. Chafim and alf. Rabbi Shimon, the lobai kiddush kometz. The Kodesh Rabbi Shimon, who doesn't need there to be a kiddush kometz, the sanctification of the kometz, uleman, and even according to the one who says that, according to Rabbi Shimon, you do need to make kaddish kometz. Bismol, but he still says it's okay. Right? Rabbi Shimon is going to say bismol achshuri machsher. He's going to validate with the left hand to sanctify it. The yad yad the Rav Lamali. Why do I need yad yad? There's a shovel here. It's not going to teach me the chiyav of the right hand in reference to be maktish to kometz, because according to Rav Shimon, there's no chiyav. Either kemitza atzma, and if you want to say that it's going to teach me that it's going to be the right hand for the kemitza itself, no, because me the Rav Yehuda. What's the reason of Rav Shimon? Because the pasuk says in reference to the mincha, Kodesh Kadoshim hi kechatos ka'asham. It's Kodesh Kadoshim like the chatos and like the asham. The Torah is comparing the mincha to both the chatos and of the asham. Ba le'ovda biyad. If the Kohen comes to perform the avoda of the kometz by his hand, the avoda biyam kechatos. He has to do its avoda with his right hand, just like the chatos, like the dam of the chatos. Ba le'ovda b'kli. If he comes to do the avoda with the kometz, with the kli, then Oda Bismol Ka'ashim, he could do it the avoda even with his left hand, like the throwing of the dam of an asham. So it comes out from this that any aspect of the mincha that is done by hand must be done with the right hand. So the kamitza also has to be done with the right hand. So why do I need the gzir shava of yad yad? It says Gemara, lo nitzricha ela lekometz minchas chote. What you need it for is the sinner's mincha, the comments of the minchas chote. Sagad et chamina, because if it's not the gezer shavi, you would have thought, hold the Amar Rabbi Shimon, shloye carbon mehudar. Since Rabbi Shimon said that the reason the sinner's mincha doesn't have oil or lavona is because it shouldn't be nice, like a beautiful thing. Ki comments of a small, not me to discuss it. Should be good even if you did with your left hand. Kamash Balan, even in that case, has been with the right hand. Zak said next, Hailing a Mishnah. Nishbach Adam la Rishbach. Let's say the dam falls onto the floor. You do the Shechita, and then it falls onto the dam, falls onto the floor. Then Basafo, and he goes and he clears it up. He gathers it up from the floor. Then, puzzle. It's going to be puzzle. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, V'lokach HaKohen HaMashiach Midam HaPar. The pasuk says that the Kohen Mashiach, that's the Kohen ones, you know, when we'll take the blood from the par, Midam HaNefesh. It's got to be from the life blood. V'lo Midam HaOr, and not that comes from the flesh. V'lo Midam HaTamtzis, and not from that which is left over. Midam HaPar. Dame apar yikablenu. It's going to come straight from the par itself. If you would say that from the blood of the par should be understood literally, midam vafilu mixestam, right, from the blood, meaning even a part of the blood, then, and he doesn't get all of it. Vamirav, a shochit sarch shikabel, es kol damo shapar. one who shechs, you know, this carbon has to receive all the dam of the par. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, as kol damo yishpoch, you shall pour all of its blood. Since someone is chayv to receive all the dam of the carbon from the blood of the bull, can't be understood literally. Elu midam apar, dam me'apar, it's going to be from the par. For kasavar garin mosif and darshan, and the what we're saying is that we could Garin, you can subtract, and we'll see if it add letters that are given to a pasuk, and then darshan from that thing. You get rid of the word mem from midam, and add it to the word hapar, svalakach hapar mashiach dam me hapar. Gufa. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Shochet Sarach Shikabel is called Damo Shel Par. Someone shechs this that has to receive all the dam of the par. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Va'af kol dam apar yishpok. He's going to pour all the blood of the par. Frank the Gemara, Vaha b'shirayim siv. The pasuk's written in reference to Shirayim, the leftover dam that's on the base of the Mizbech after the blood is put on the carcass of the Mizbech. How could you understand it to mean referring to receiving the dam? So, and for the Gemara, meinu inyan l'shirayim, if the pasuk isn't teaching concerning all the blood that doesn't have to be put, that doesn't apply to pouring the remnant on the base of the mizbeach, the hal lesei l'kulei dam, because all the blood is not available over there at that stage, right? It's already been used. Tinu inyan l'kabbalah must be used for something else for the idea of Kabbalah. Someone who shechs has to lift the knife upwards afterwards that the dam doesn't drip from the knife into the receiving bowl. Because if it's on the knife, then it's going to be from the dam apar and from the dam that came from the knife. Therefore, after the shech, lift it up so that it goes down on the knife and not an actual thing. So how do you wipe it off? What do you wipe it with? For the Gemara, Ma Abaye Bisfas Mizrach, you wipe it off on the rim of the bowl. Kedushiv, as it says, Akpore Zav, the golden bowls. Right, the bowl is learned out from the same word. Kfor is means like to wipe on. So you wipe it on there. Amrav Chist, Amrav Yirmiya Baraba, Shochet Tzach Sheyitein. Somebody goes in Nishach, he has to place, beep, turn the page. Chavim Abayis. Vriden l'sochekli, the vriden into the vessel in which the dam is going to be received. These are the vriden, are the main blood vessels of the neck that are next to where they do the shchita. Therefore, you got to make sure that you get the dam that's coming off. That says Rashi, the Nahavi Kabbalah, Me'afer, Me'apar, Shapir, V'hai Toch Lav Davka. Hello, Efshar. I didn't mean literally. You're not able to. Ella al aviro shall tochli, like in the open airspace of it. Itmar nami amrav asi amrav yochanan vriden sarach sheyiru avir kli. The vriden has to see the airspace of the kli in which the dam is going to go into. Poimene rabbi asi rabbi yochanan hayam mikabel some of the color of the blood. Vnivchasu shuli mizak ad shelo yegia. Dam lavir, and the bottom of the bowl gave way before the dam reached the airspace. But after it already reached airspace above it, not in it, ma, what's it then? Avir she'ein sof lenuach is considered airspace that's not able to come to rest. Kamunach lami, it's as if it's already lying there. Alukamachthon, it's like it's not lying there, didn't make it there yet. In which case, if it made it there, then you're good if it didn't there yet. Because we did learn in the Mishnah that if it falls on the floor, then it's still good. But we didn't speak this out. But if it actually goes in the clean and falls out, then we can collect it. Amalei Tinisua. So we learned in a Braisa, which talks about getting the water that's used for the Efer of the Paraduma. Chavas Shemunach Hastachas Hazinuk. If a jug was resting underneath a whole thing of spring water and collecting water, Mayim Shebetocho. Mayim shabatocha shabichutza lapsul, and the water that's inside it and outside it in the airspace above it is no good for use of the, you know, with the ashes of the para aduma. When the jug was put over there, you try to picture like a little bit of like a cliff, so the water is flying over the cliff and going down. They put a jug in the bottom over there, and there's this pipe that the water is going through on the top, and it shoots out, and it kind of goes over the fall, and it goes into a jug that's there. But the jug that's put over there wasn't put there to be makdish the water it's collecting, so the water that goes in there actually loses the ability to be used
for the Parah Aduma, for the Kedusha. And the Brisa is teaching that even the water that's above the walls of the jug is going to be no good once it entered the airspace of the jug, because it's considered already been contained in the jug. So even if one holds another vessel above it and grabs it before it goes in, it's still going to be no good. Says the Gemara, Tzeir of Piel and Zinuk, however, if one joined the mouth of the jug to the source of the jet, Mayim Shebesocha Pesul, and the water is inside is going to be Pesul, Shebechutza La Ksher, but it's Ksher, but that's outside of it, will be kosher. So we learn that from the first part of this braisa, that somebody's in the airspace of a kli is considered as if it's actually resting inside of it. Hi, my. Okay, so therefore, I guess we can say the same thing also. Once it gets to the airspace, it's going to be good even if the hole opens up afterwards. Hi, my. What is this? Boy, minei avir she'in sofa lenuach. Avasi asked about something that's in airspace in which it's not going to come to rest. And you gave me an answer of something that's going to come to rest. It's going to go into the spot. Says the Gemara, no, Tarti Kaboy Mine. Ravasi actually is asking two questions. First one is with the airspace of a place in which it's not going to come to rest. And then also, Im Tim Salam Avish and Sofa Lenuach Lav Kumanuch. I mean, if you want to say it's not considered like it's resting, then Avish is Sofa Lenuach Mai. What are you going to say about it? It's something that goes into the airspace, a place in which it is going to come to rest. So he answered the second one, resolved the second question on the basis of the braisa that he just brought over here. So says the Gemara, Rav Yosef taught it this way, the way that we just said it, about the dam that's in the airspace of the bowl, and it's based on the braisa about spring water that's in the airspace of the jug. He taught it like this. The question he was asking, as to the law about spring water in the airspace of a jug, upashad lechavis, and he answered it by bringing the brisa about the case of the spring water in the airspace of the jug. Rabba masne chavis baymine. He said that he was asking of him the din about spring water in the airspace of a jug, upashad le mizrak. And he resolved it for him through the comparison with dam of a carbon in the airspace of a bowl. Mm-hmm. Do you not admit that in reference to a case of dam that's being received in a bowl? Shiev shalo below zinuk. It's impossible to travel without, you know, from the animal's neck into the bowl without squirting in a horizontal way through the airspace. So it seems that the dam is never received directly from the animal's neck, like we say. But as long as the vridim are kept above the bowl during the shechita and the dam splurts only through the airspace above the bowl, the receiving is we're good. So the blood is considered to have been received as soon as it squirts into the airspace of the bowl. That it's headed to go towards. And it's considered received directly from the neck. So to the spring water that enters the airspace of a jug, which is going to come to rest, is considered as if it came to rest there, and is going to be no good when it comes to the Afer Parah Aduma. Tanana, somewhere in Mishnah and Parah, nothing yada or ragla or ale yirakos, if somebody put his hand or his foot, or vegetable leaves that can be eaten in a stream of spring water. Kadesh yavar mayim lechavis, in order that the water would pass over it into a jug, psulim, it's going to be possibly used for the paraduma. Ale kanim v'ale guzum kshir, but if you did it by reed leaves or walnut leaves, it's going to be good. Zeakla is a general rule. Davar amakabal tuma, psulim. Davar shen amakabal tuma, ksherin. We know any mili. From where do we know this? The Amar of Yochanan, Mishum of Yossi Bar Abba, Amar Kra, Achmayanu Bor Mikveh Mayim Yetar. Only a spring or a pit, a gathering of water, shall be Tahor. Hav Yossan Al Yidei Tahar Tehei. The coming to being must be by means of Tahara. Amar of Yochanan, Amar of Chia, Amar of Yochanan, Omer Savir Kli Kikli Dami. Zosomer Savir Kli Kikli Dami. This is teaching us that the airspace of a kli is considered like the inside of the kli, that once something goes into the airspace, it's considered like it's actually resting in the kli.
Amar lei, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, v'dilma b'shoseis. Wait a second. Maybe the Mishnah is only talking about a case where the water is trickling from the, you know, into the jug without actually going through any airspace. Amar lei, says back to him, tarda, which is very intense. Shaita bol. Kadeshi Yavu Mayim Lechavisel. The Mishnah says, in order that the water would pass over into the jug, which is saying that it's going through the air and not just dripping into it. Farmer Bechia Barabam Rabbi Yochanan Meiduso Shavit Tzaduk Nishneis Mishnah Zu. This Mishnah was taught on the basis of something that Rabbi Tzaduk said, the Tanan. Hey, Rabbi Tzaduk al Zochlin Shekilchan Baalei Agozin. We learned in another Mishnah that Rabbi Tzaduk testified about running spring water as sometimes so someone channeled with walnut leaves, shank share the kosher. Vizalia Maisa Beohalia. This was a story that happened, actual story that happened in Ohalia. Uba Maisa Vichacham and Bilishka Sagazis, and came in front of the Sanhedrin, Vichshira, and they passed that this is going to be okay. Amrebi Zer Amrebi. Let's say someone nicked the ear of a bull after it was shechted, and then received the dam puzzle. Right, it's got to be from the bull that was previously in existence. The same bull that was shechted, that's what it has to be, and this one is now different. Ashkan kachim kachim. Okay, we found that this is a raya by kachim kachim. What about kachim kalim? And all it's going to be same din. Amarav atani b'lotena brisa is about the carbon pesach, which is kachim kalim. Set tamim zocher ben shana. It says that the pesach offer has to be a lamb unblemished, a male within the first year. She tamim ben shana b'shash shchita. It's telling us that it's got to be a tamim unblemished within its first year at the time of the shchita. Bekabala ba'olacha bezvika minayin. How do we know that it's got to be in the same situation in reference to Kabbalah and bringing it in zrika? It's got to be exactly like it was, unblemished and within its first year. He says in reference to all the zvachim of the carbonos in the Torah that are shechted, there's meter chelev, were destroyed or became tamei, but there's at least a kazayas that's left over, that's still there. You can zorek al adam, you're able to go ahead and still throw the dam. So even that stage, you're able to go and do such a thing. Clearly doesn't go like we just said. Targuma aben shana. Must be that all we need, it has to be in his first year. That's it. But that's the only problem would be. It's, as long as it's in its first year, good. Can it be such a thing at the time it's shchita ben shana, b'shas halacha zrika ben shtayim, then it becomes 2 years and it's a problem? Must be that hours beyond that year is going to passel it. Right? This carbon is being considered to enter its second year after the hour of the day that it was born. If it goes one past that, then it's going to be a problem. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.